Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about leadership, company leadership, what it takes to build a successful team, how to grow your team, how to be authentic. There's a lot of components that go into great leadership, and there's many different types of leaders. There's business leaders, those leading our armed forces, could be all kinds of different leaders out there, but each needs to have a common thread in order for them to be successful in whatever they do. And I hear a lot of people talk about, well, you're just a born leader or you're not a born leader. And to a certain degree, I believe that. But I also believe that there's a lot of things that go into being a great leader, what I call traits. And what we'll talk about are what are those traits that are common with great leaders. You may think sometimes these leaders of great companies were effectively good leaders themselves. Or was it the product? Or was it the marketing? Or something else outside of what made them a great company and not a great leader? So when we look at these traits, a lot of these leadership qualities are driven around either having a great product, having a great brand that's generational in nature, or finding a solution to something that consumers never knew they needed. And this can go all the way back to discovery of oil, gasoline, steel mills, automobiles, everything that we currently use and take for granted today. We're all inventions of great inventors or leaders, whatever it may be. But when we look at the context of what makes a great leader, it's completely different than maybe someone who is a great inventor. So when we look at leadership, the first thing people focus on is talent. And certainly by all measures, you need great talent. You have to be very talented and know your industry and have great functional expertise in order for you to properly lead your team. Now, I agree that talent needs to be there. But let's take a look at some of the other traits of great leaders that are all encompassing. And for the most part, when you look at great leaders of great companies and brands, they're very passionate. And what I say about passion is you have to really be passionate, not only about the industry, the brand you work for, but also very passionate about identifying the vision for the future of your company, which comes from the leader of the company. So not only do you need talent, you have to have a passion for what you're doing and where you're going. If this doesn't get conveyed from the top down, it doesn't spread across the entire company and the community that this brand is trying to reach. Now, the second piece that goes hand in hand with passion is authentication. And I say authentic because there are brands that maybe have a great product and they're passionate about it, but the voice is not authentic. The leader has to have credibility. And having said that, authentication is everything. If you're going to talk about something you're passionate about and you have a talent for and be able to lead people and have a vision for the future of your company, it has to be conveyed authentically. People inside the company and outside the company will eventually figure it out if you're not authentic. And this is a key component, not only ingrained in to the minds of the leader themselves, but also the company and the brand as a whole. So authentication is a key component in conjunction with being passionate and having great talent. Another piece is when you look at being engaging. And what I mean by that is have a personality. There are so many leaders I see out there that are not engaging. They don't like talking to people. They don't like going out and representing the brand or the company. Now, this is one of those intangibles that I find with leaders is they either like being in public or they don't. But what I find is many times is you associate a brand with a person. And I'm going to say Nike with Phil Knight, Apple with Steve Jobs, Oracle with Larry Ellison. So these are all iconic brands, and they have very engaging leaders, ones that are the face of the brand, ones that are out there talking about promoting the passion, the authentication behind why this brand is a point of difference over its competition. But they're also able to easily and passionately and authentically convey their vision for the company. Vision is an overriding thing that all leaders have in place. And being able to convey that vision and execute that vision authentically is a huge component as to what's made them successful as a leader. And expectations is another one. A lot of people will identify expectations as what the leader expects of others. And that's true. But the great leaders are ones that have high expectations of themselves and be able to engage with others, set the vision of where the company and brand is going, provide the tools for those inside the company to succeed and execute that vision you're talking about. So having expectations for others is one level. Having greater expectations of yourself as a leader and ensuring you're making the right chess moves in order to succeed at whatever you do as a brand and a company. And many times that comes through this servant leader. People talk about the servant leadership side of a company. And that really comes down to a leader as well, being able to develop people, the ability for you to service and be humble enough to serve others. This servant leader strategy comes through in authentication. You see a lot of Patagonias of the world and the different outdoor brands and companies protecting the environment. That's a very authentic strategy inside the company, but it's also a servant leader strategy where you see the top levels of the company and executives and employees that it trickles down throughout the entire organization. And it becomes a mantra for them. And it becomes part of the community. And it is, by the way, very authentic and very passionate what they do. So when you look at leadership's talent, passion, authentication, engaging, compassionate to others, and setting high expectations, not only for those around you, but for yourself as well. So the servant leader strategy comes through the leader themselves, but then trickles down into the entire organization. So there are many brands that deploy this, but they do it strategically to ensure that it does in fact help with the environment or help with the cause that you're trying to promote. So when you look at this strategy of what a leader actually does, this is a lot of inherent qualities that are part of their personality. So it goes back to the question of, are leaders born? Many times they are. And in almost every instance, they are. But there are those that can build these inherent qualities, which, by the way, talent is just one piece of it. You need to have that passion. And you need to have the ability to serve others and be humble enough to do so. Plus, create a path for others to follow. And there are many brands and leaders that have done this. But inherently, it's come through the strategy of that brand as to what their vision is in creating a path for the future. So when you look at products and having the ability to set the vision as a leader, the talent around you as well as yourself and being passionately conveying this vision to others really infects the entire company as a whole. And be able to create that vision and have it be generational. And I talk about generational brands and how they've been successful over decades and how did they do that. And so when you look at what the foundation is of these great brands, more often than not, there was a leader that founded the company, set the vision, stuck to that vision, and had a passion that infected the entire company authentically. When you have that, it's a magic formula. And there are many great brands that are the poster childs of this strategy for these great leaders. Now, they've stumbled along the way. I don't ever want you to think that they're perfect. But we talk about failure as well. Failure is part of the development process of being a great leader. Those that never failed have never tried anything, Einstein said. So go out and try things. Fail. And as a result, you can show others how to move beyond failure, but reward them for failure. If you don't fail, you're not moving forward. Thomas Edison famously said with the light bulb, I've said it many times, is I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways it doesn't work. So it's a great attitude to have as you move forward in your leadership of your company or your brand. And I talk about there's different types of leaders as well. Those that lead our troops, those that lead the armed forces, these what they call drill sergeants, but they've got a very unique quality of how they lead their troops. And they have a dedicated team behind them because they are passionate on how they're serving and who they're serving. And they're very authentic. And they have high expectations, but yet compassionate to those around them. And then there are the independent leaders, those that don't feel comfortable turning over their leadership to others to have them grow and develop in their role and have them eventually be a leader of the company at some point. Now, these types of leaders inside of companies are ones that squash the development of employees underneath them. It's okay to be independent, but understand, in order to be a leader, you must let go. And Stephen Covey, in his 7 Habits, talked about this, that the independent side of where you're at is in the second tier of this dependence, independence, and interdependence, growth of a person. And as you're born and you go through your initial years of life, you're in this dependence stage. You're dependent on others. You can't do it by yourself. That's the first stage of growth. The second stage is independence, but you need to grow out of independence if you're going to be a great leader. And the final stage of interpersonal development is interdependence. This is the most sophisticated side of your growth, your interpersonal growth as a leader. What that means is you turn over control to others so they can grow and develop, effectively a little bit like the servant leader. So dependence is very young. You grow into independence, and then you grow out of independence into interdependence. And until you get into interdependence, you don't have the ability to be a great leader because you can't turn over what you're looking to achieve to others until you have that in your growth. So make sure that as you go through the stages in your career and as a leader, that you're always looking for interdependence, meaning that helping others grow in their roles and allowing them to have the glory when something is achieved. You move back into independence when you take the glory for something others had done. And I've seen this inside of companies, inside of brands, where others take credit for things they weren't involved with. And what happens is, and I think most of us have been there, is that it creates this deflation inside of companies and the passion goes away. Passion is driven by the ability to execute on a vision, driven by the leader from the top down authentically and passionately. And engaging with others and allowing them to be successful in developing and growing through interdependence and independence. So bringing out the best in people is the strategy. And in order to do that, you need to have interdependence as a leader, but you also need to have the talent to talk to them about what you're looking to achieve, be passionate about that vision, be authentic in what you say, be engaging with others, and yet compassionate as well, and have them understand the expectations of where you're taking the brand and the company and what that vision looks like, drilled down into a detailed level. Build people up so they can stand on their own. This is the badge of honor of a leader, to watch others grow in their roles, to take pride in what they do on a day-to-day basis, and also take pride in the fact that they work for a brand that appreciates what they do and is authentic in everything they say. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Podcast today. I really appreciate your time. And I hope you enjoy the subjects that we're bringing up here with the Visionary Chronicles. It's more diversified, talked about business strategy, areas of support that you need in functional areas, but also on the personal side. There's a lot of things that you deal with as an entrepreneur, small business owner, manager, or executive. So we want to make sure we're addressing those as well. So if you like the content, I just wanted to kind of put something out there that hopefully you could join or subscribe to the Visionary Podcast, or at least give us a shout out on the rating. We'd really appreciate it. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. And for those that do give us a rating, we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some t-shirts, some different stickers, some rings that we're giving out, some super cool rings on the Visionary side. And different subjects. If you've got some subjects you would like us to talk about, you can see when I introduce the podcast each week that these usually come from our listeners on a subject area of concern with them or area that they would like me to talk about. And also, we're going to be starting our interviews. And if there's anybody out there, we've got about 10 lined up right now. We have former executives from action sports industry, sporting good industry, ones that you'll find very intriguing. We're going to have also some graphic designers that will be joining the podcast as well. So if you've got an idea of some people we might want to interview, I'd certainly appreciate it.